Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On this episode of Obie and Ashley, if you're subscribed to the podcast, you'll never miss it. We talked about how Ashley is COVID clean.
Yeah, we almost would have had no vacation if obviously we tested positive, would have turned back around and gone nowhere. And then everything from Ashley's All Access today, Charlie Daniels passing and Jake Owen bringing back Frosted Tips.
I don't know if he's really going to be able to do that. I don't know any guys are going to want Frosted Tips back. Anyways, all that on the podcast that starts right now. Oh, here we are on a Tuesday morning with your national anthem. And today we're going to send the nation's song out on National Father Take Your Daughter on a Walk Day. I didn't even know that this was a thing.
I didn't either. I've never heard of this. Of course, you've heard of like Take Your Kid to Work or National Daddy Daughter Dances at different schools, but not Take a Walk.
Yeah, you know what? I wanted to cover this one today for the national anthem because this is some good inspiration. I know that my littlest, Presley, you know, she's 7 years old, and she came up to me the other day and she said, "Dad, can we do a daddy-daughter date?"
And
no, I know how it sounds. I know you're like, "Oh," but I mean, really, guys, I'm home all day. I'm home all day, and she wants to play video games all day. She's got time to spend with me. If she really wanted to do it, she could give up the video games and come hang out with me. But you know what I'm going to do today? On purpose, I will take her for a walk, and it'll just be me and her.
Yeah, let's see how much she likes a walk. She was probably envisioning some like day out at lunch.
Yeah, she was probably envisioning a trip to Scoops, get some ice cream, you know, pizza, something like that. Not a walk, but today, if you dads out there, I mean, shoot, even if you don't get a chance to take your daughter on a walk today, at least a conversation, at least some love, at least a great compliment to your daughter. For those of us who have them, the national anthem, let's do our thing today. From Obie and Ashley to you. Obie and Ashley, K92.3. This is your home for the No Bummer Summer. Remember, if you're doing anything cool, I mean, even if you're an Uber driver and you're delivering food or a ship shopper, I mean, that's what you're doing with your summer. Hashtag that stuff and upload those photos to Facebook or Instagram so this way you can win big on K92.3. What's up, Ash?
I'm back.
Yeah. Nice to have you back. So where have you been?
So we went over to New Smyrna for the holiday weekend, which was madness. But I had to give you an update because it was Thursday that we found out our results that we were negative. And we were like waiting on pins and needles because we obviously weren't going to go over there or go anywhere if our COVID test results were positive. So luckily we found out just in time before heading over there. And then you get this like sense of excitement because you're like, oh my gosh, yes, we're negative. Like we can continue on with our plans. So we were over in New Smyrna Beach.
You know, what's interesting is you say that you got your negative right before you went on your trip. And isn't it funny that after you get that negative result, you now go out and you look at everybody else as like, you stay back. I'm clean. Yeah. You stay exactly where you are.
And we were at a bed and breakfast. And it was funny because even like, then you're like telling everyone, you know, you're checking in and you're like, hey, we just tested negative, so we're good. You know, like you want to make sure everyone feels like okay around you while at the same time, if you're going to a restaurant, like we went to a restaurant that night and you still got to be safe because now you're around new people that you don't know. So it was madness. Even though like the 4th of July is normally nuts over there near any beach or near any water, there was like no people out where they usually are near the bridges and whatnot, but there was fireworks and stuff still going on. But you know, you finally gotten a little older when they're going off outside and you guys are inside watching TV. we had no desire to be out there because the storms were bad over there too.
Yeah. You know, it is always funny that 4th of July, it always seems to rain on the 4th.
Always.
All right, so coming up in 10 minutes, we're going to talk about COVID because there are still updates.
Yeah, Governor DeSantis had one yesterday about the average age. And then also, people are looking at the ingredients in hand sanitizers now, even the one you have in your purse or your bag, and whether it's good for you or not. That's coming up next.
Obie and Ashley, K92.3. So if you're not hip to the fact that Ashley's at her house, I'm at mine, Chloe's at hers, and even though people have been doing their shows, like in broadcast, they've been doing them from home, there is someone back at headquarters. And in our case, there's no one at the K92.3 studio. So all of us, this is the first time we've ever had to do radio this way, where there's no one back at home base to help us out with any of this.
Well, and you think about it too. I had a lot of people asking over the weekend, some friends that we saw, like, wait, how are you guys doing the show? Why are you in your closet? And it's funny because, you know, anyone that's not in this field didn't know, like, because of the sound. So I'm in my closet because the whole rest of the house is like all wood floors and all just walls.
Yeah.
So the closet keeps a barrier for the sound, so I don't sound like I'm 500 feet away from you.
Yeah, no, it's so good. Those clothes absorb the sound. And so we're having to do it this way, which is really interesting. But as Chloe here tested positive for COVID, here we are day 11, and she's going to take that test here again in a couple days, and hopefully we'll be back to normal. What is normal going to be like, though? Ashley and I were talking about all these COVID updates that are coming up. Like, now the average age has changed.
Yeah, that was just yesterday. The governor said 21 is the average age. And you think about it, I mean, Chloe's 23, so she's on that younger end of what they originally said for, you know, they were worried about people that were elderly. And then, did you guys see this about the hand sanitizers? Now there's like 14 hand sanitizers that they're warning people are unsafe. And because don't you feel like people have been buying up any hand sanitizer they can find?
Totally.
I do. Can I make a small observation? I feel like when COVID started back in March, I feel like everybody was going crazy for having to pump the hand sanitizer in their hands. And I don't see people doing that anymore.
Well, and they're saying so that the reason why this one's got a problem is because it has methanol in it. Not the ethanol alcohol, but methanol with an M. Which Chloe was just like, wait, is that like meth, the drug?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like the meth, like the stuff you get addicted to?
I guess
it's bad for your skin, though. It says it should not be used due to its toxic effects, and people who have been exposed to hand sanitizer with that in it should seek immediate treatment. So here you go. Something else to freak people out with, you know?
Well, Morning Show producer Chloe, I would love for you to get our therapeutic specialist on the line, because there was even a piece of information that dropped yesterday that said that it is totally airborne. COVID now is totally airborne, meaning that it's easier than ever to catch now because I guess the thing's mutated or whatever. So anyway, so back to what Ashley was saying, I'd love to have our specialist on. So this way, maybe she could teach us some practices on how to keep stressless whenever all these new pieces of information come out, because it seems like we can't run away from this thing.
No, and like how not to freak out about it. Because I know, remember too, I mean, the anxiety thing's been a real thing for a lot of people that have got it.
Yeah, because you've got some people at home who, you know, they may be experiencing symptoms and just dealing with the anxiety of even having to go in to go get tested. And
yeah.
Very interesting times. Okay, so we've got a legend who is no longer upon us. Ashley, I would love for you to hit this story.
I know. I was hoping yesterday when I saw it was one of those maybe Snopes or the things that you need to check that isn't true. But unfortunately, it is true. And it wasn't because of COVID. But I'll have that full story for you coming up next.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
Well, it was yesterday. I got an email and it said Charlie Daniels dies. And I'm like, oh my gosh, please tell me this is one of those other, you know, Snopes emails that you got to go check and fact check it, make sure it's right. But then obviously I kind of checked the sources and I'm like, okay, that's legit. And I don't think anybody really saw it coming, just because the public didn't know of anything going on with Charlie Daniels as far as, oh, did he have COVID? Was it anything like that? But it was a hemorrhagic stroke and he was only 83 years old. And as you can imagine, there's been so many country stars, everyone from the greats like George Strait to new artists that got to experience some time on stage with Charlie Daniels, all of them saying like, what an incredible man, artist, mentor, leader he was. And Of course, we all know him as a classic, especially with the fiddle. But I don't think many people, unless you got the opportunity to either have a conversation with him or anything like that, knew what a great man he was, unless you were a huge fan.
Yeah, you know what? I think it would do us a good solid to play a little bit of that.
But if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
So you had everyone from Jason Aldean to also Brad Paisley. And I thought what Brad Paisley put up was pretty cool. I wanted to mention this because Brad Paisley was actually part of Charlie Daniels' biography like years ago. And he said these words ring more true now. He says, a tale of hard work, musical discovery, and faith. Charlie Daniels' journey has been one of a kind, equal parts rebel rouser and apostle. It's no small coincidence. He launched his career by beating the devil with a fiddle in hand. And Brad Paisley just goes on and on. And everyone, country artist after country artist, just had so much praise for Charlie Daniels. So thoughts and prayers with his family, all his fans, especially because he was in Tennessee in the hospital. So there was something going on there. So luckily, family and friends were around.
Yeah, well, and he was in his 80s. Yum.
Yeah, for sure. Now moving on here really quick, definitely on a lighter note when it comes to Jake Owen. He put a little sneak peek of a new song out on Instagram yesterday, but it wasn't even the song that has people talking. It is Jake's hair, and Jake's not been one, you know, that shies away from hair stuff. Remember back in the day, he had long hair, then he cut it, and he had like kind of the dude cut. Well, now there's some obvious blonde in his hair, and everyone's like, wait, is Jake Owen bringing back like frosted tips? And the song, though, for real, is called Things I Take for Granted, and that's pretty good, too.
I'm thanking God for second chances in the things I take for granted.
So that'll be pretty cool to hear that full song, and you can see the video. Check out Jake's hair on our website. And one last thing I noticed over the weekend, Luke Combs' fiance celebrating her bachelorette party in Key West. So I know we've all been kind of wondering when their wedding's going to be. It was definitely supposed to be sometime in 2020. They might be one of those couples that had to move their wedding date. So Luke Combs, not sure if he was on his bachelor party at the same time. We haven't seen any of those pictures surface, but she looked like she was having a great time with her girlfriends.
Well, and you know what? I always like to bring this up because Luke Combs, I mean, we know him as somebody who kind of like overnight just really exploded into this massive, mega, really great, genuine artist. But you know how awesome this girl has been for him behind the scenes? The dude gave up chewing dip. You know, he's made some health changes, and it's all over this woman. So, I mean, I love it. I love it.
Hey, he even wrote a great song, Beautiful Crazy, about her. So, all kinds of wins around there. But we'll keep an eye out and are excited for them as well, as their wedding is probably approaching very soon. And you can see all of this online at K923Orlando.com.
K923, home of the No Bummer Summer. Thanks to All American Solar, where the sun is yours. Boot Factory Outlet, the Trade Winds Resorts, Kenny Chesney. I mean, this is going to be the summer to win. And all you have to do is your photos that you're going to upload anyways to Facebook and Instagram, just throw a little hashtag in there. Hashtag K923, no BS, and you can be winning big this week. Good morning.
Good morning. So we found something out about our morning show producer, Chloe. No, not that she's COVID positive. We've all known that. But that she got her very first ticket. And we're like, wait, what? You've never had a ticket before. One, you're 23, which is great. But what was it even for?
So can I just say, too, I've only ever been pulled over once in my life. No tickets. I have a perfect clean record. Yesterday, I was having myself a day. It was one thing after another. And it was the first day I was really feeling good and like up and out of my bed. And I walked down to the mailbox and I saw, oh, it says Chloe Nelson on it. And it says Winter Park Police Department. And I'm like, oh, no. What did I do? I've been stuck in the house for almost 2 weeks. Like, I don't even know. So I opened it and it literally is a picture of my beautiful little white fun car and going through a red light. And it says, ooh, I owe $185 for literally driving through a red light. But ooh, I went online because I was like, I am such a freak. I am such a grandma. All my friends complain about my driving because I'm so cautious. I was like, there's no way I blew through a red light. So I went online and looked at the video of my car. And I actually turned right on red, but I didn't stop. So that's right. What I got the ticket for.
Mm-hmm. And they'll get you for that.
They did. And the sign, literally, they zoomed in on the sign and they circled it. And it literally says, stop on red before making the right turn. And I never did. I just drove right through, made a right turn. Chloe, so I have my first ticket ever on my record now.
What a rebel. You know, I was under the assumption that when Ashley and I decided to say yes to hiring you as the morning show producer, that you were going to be somebody who was responsible. those are always, you know, that's just like these stop signs. Like when you roll through a stop sign, man, I remember back in the day, if there was an officer hiding behind like some bushes or something, that would be easy. But nowadays, yeah. Nowadays you're up against the camera.
So true.
I was going to try to fight it because I looked at the paper and it was just the pictures of my car. And I'm like, no way, no way. Like, I know myself. And then literally you log right on and you just see me driving right through. No stopping on the red. Made the right turn. So I was like, yep, they definitely got me.
And just what you need right now. Like, go ahead and add a ticket to the pile.
Yeah, just add it on top of having COVID. It's fine, guys. It's fine.
Well, and how much was it?
It was $185.
Whew.
Yeah, it's expensive. Whew. And it was like 2 weeks ago when it happened, and it was so quick. But
you're like, this was so 2 weeks ago. Can you just like let it go?
Literally, like, it was so 2 weeks ago. But I paid the bill, $185, and now I have a fun little ticket on my record. So
you're a good citizen, and it's a learning lesson. And you know what? You contributed to something that the city needed with that ticket payment.
Oh gosh.
Obie and Ashley, K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. And to be honest, broadcasting from the epicenter of the entertainment universe, right? So we've got a lot of stuff opening up here in Orlando the next week. And we've got Shelly, our guru of entertainment. Shelly, let's talk about Disney.
Oh, I have been waiting for this day. The countdown has been on. I'm so excited.
Okay, so let's talk about how even Thursday, for those who are real fans and have the annual pass holder, I mean, you guys are going to get the experience first.
Yeah, that's right. So Thursday, they are having their annual pass holder preview. Now, this was something that you had to sign up for previously. And if you did, you got an email today that is incredibly important because it has a lot of information about transportation for the event. The biggest thing to know is that there will be no trams that are going to take you from your parking lot at the Ticket and Transportation Center to the monorail and the ferry. Now, the monorail and the ferry will be running to take you to the Magic Kingdom, but you're going to have to hoof it to get to them.
Oh, wow. Okay, so hold on. Let's just paint that picture for everybody. So as you return to Disney, because a lot of us are excited to do so, that tram that you're normally waiting for as you park in Goofy 34, you know, or whatever it is, you know, that tram that normally takes you all the way up, that's not going to be there. Wow.
Yeah, that's just confirmed for the annual pass holder preview on Thursday. When the parks open on Saturday and Sunday, I'm hoping they'll be back. But just kind of allow that time and that expectation to settle into your mind, because that could be an extra bit of a walk.
Okay, and so how about for all those other people who are like, okay, you know what, I never made the commitment for an annual pass. What about me?
So if you have a ticket, so let's say you bought one of the special tickets that they were offering for Florida residents, you can actually go onto the Walt Disney World website right now and make reservations. And my best advice is to kind of have a date range in mind, because there are reservations available, but you're going to have to be a little flexible. And if you don't see one that works for you, you might want to consider being patient, because as people change their plans, reservations are popping up for earlier dates.
Interesting. And I also wanted to ask, because, you know, like Slater, our afternoon guy, he's a huge Disney guy, annual pass holder. So did everybody that's an annual pass holder get the opportunity to make a reservation? Like, were they guaranteed an in this Thursday or Friday, or what?
They were not guaranteed an in. Because of the diminished capacity, Walt Disney World let annual pass holders know from the get-go that it was not going to be a case of you are guaranteed a spot. So when the spots opened up, everybody had to hop on and kind of play press your luck to see if you got a spot. And I know that a lot of people didn't get a spot, but again, the best thing to do is to keep checking back to that website, because some July dates that were gone before are now available again.
Oh man, that almost reminds me of everybody trying to check for their stimulus check status. Please.
Similar.
Shelly, you're great. I want to talk to you as we continue on, because as we get further into the different seasons, we have Halloween Horror Nights. Hopefully that's going to be taking place. I think you also dropped me some good news that maybe SeaWorld was thinking about doing Halloween too.
Yeah, there's a lot of great, hopefully, fingers crossed, Halloween information coming up in the future. I know that there's some movement on it, so I'm hopefully going to be able to share some real official news soon.
Awesome. Thank you, Shelly.
Absolutely. It's great talking to y'all.
All right. Where can we find you?
You can find me at onthegoinmco.com and at onthegoinmco on all social media platforms.
K92.3.
Doing the right thing. Doing the right thing.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
7:25 and 9:25. If you ever hear of somebody doing something positive in your community, we want to know about it, especially on the Obie and Ashley Facebook page. But Obie, you got a story this morning.
Golly, what a remarkable one too. This one's going to be a dog, okay? So let's take it back to Franklin, Tennessee, which by the way is just outside of Nashville. Super popular area to live, not only if you have families, but also your country artists. Love Franklin, Tennessee. But let's get back to this dog that is the hero. It was 4th of July when the dog Rue, who is a 3-year-old Belgian Malinois. So these are the dogs that look like German Shepherds, but real slim. They're not as hairy. And these dogs, incredibly smart. Well, the owner, Jeff Lacate, talks about how Rue, the 3-year-old dog, was barking his butt off at 10:45 at night. Barking his butt off, and when the owner got up from his bed, the dog jet for the front door, was barking at the front door, and when Jeff opened the front door, he realized that his neighbor's house was on fire.
Wow. Oh, and the dog sensed it.
The dog was the one who sensed it. The dog was the one who warned the owner, and the owner was able to run over to the neighbor's house, pound on the door, saved the family of three who were able to save their pets, and he actually broke out a hose, you know, your normal garden hose, and tried to keep the fire at bay until the firefighters arrived there. But what about this dog, right? The reason why we wanted to concentrate on this, because normally we do doing the right thing with people, right? We want to create inspiration from our fellow humans. But here, this dog, the reason why we give so much love to this is how many times have we heard our dogs bark and been like, shut up!
Right.
You know, or quiet, you know, not now, you know.
Well, especially on the 4th of July when so many dogs are terrified or frightened from the noise of fireworks. Like, they could have just assumed, like, oh, he's just barking at the fireworks. He doesn't like them. But obviously, they knew something was up.
Yeah, and if this dog had any sort of training, see, I don't have that information if this dog had any sort of training. But regardless, if it did, somebody had to put that dog through training. And somebody had to train that dog. So you got a lot of facets working here. And another thing, too, is the 4th of July. The reason why that house caught on fire were because those people were doing fireworks and they disposed of the fireworks and the fireworks were completely done combusting. So, so Mr. Lacate's there with a beautiful 3-year-old Belgian Malinois. Those dogs are so smart. And that dog right there alerting the neighborhood of that fire, that's doing the right thing.
Obie and Ashley's Doing the Right Thing. Brought to you by Bel Air Heating and Air Conditioning.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3. Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obie and Ashley's Second Date Update.
Hey, Keith, over.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, no, it's good to be talking to you. So, Keith over in St. Cloud, if you can, share with everybody your story.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah.
So I went on this date with this girl, Audrey, and I want to see her some more. And I don't know if she lost my phone number or we both have kids. And I don't know if she's freaked out by just having so many. But I thought we really had a great connection. And I want to see what's going on with that.
Keith, if you can, just because we would like to know, when you say too many, like what does that mean when you talk about the kids?
Yeah, I've got three kids myself.
Okay.
And her?
And she has four.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I'm thinking like a modern-day Brady Bunch, you know?
Yeah, those are big families. Okay, so all we're going to do here is just try to get you two talking, okay?
Great. I would love that.
Okay. Hang on the line, Keith. Let us talk to her first, okay?
Great.
Hello?
Yes, would love to speak to Audrey, please.
Is it she?
Audrey, good morning. I don't want you to be freaked out, but you are on the line with two people here, Obie and Ashley,
good
in the
morning.
We do a radio show for K92.3, the big station in town.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hi.
Okay.
How are you?
Okay, we're doing fantastic. That's a good sign. Have you ever heard of the Second Date Update that we do on our show?
Yes.
Okay.
we did get an email and we talked to a guy named Keith about your guys' date.
Okay.
Okay. Is there something that happened on the date? Because he told us a little bit, just that you guys went out, you guys both have kids, and he isn't really sure what's going on now.
I know. It's just really sort of kind of bad timing and unfortunate. I don't think this is going to work. Oh, my God. I can't believe this is calling me.
Audrey, if it's okay with you, is it because of your scenarios?
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me? This is like an absolute circus. Okay, I can't even tell you how long it took to get the date started, the first date.
Oh, okay, wow. Did he know anything about that at all, though? Like, you're concerned with dating with kids?
To be honest, I've really put dating on hold forever, and it just wasn't something I was expecting to get into.
Sure.
And he was very sweet and charming and everything, but, I mean, I have to tell you, it took a week to find a date that was sort of kind of going to work.
Okay, so Audrey, hold on.
No, it's not going to work.
Well, let me just ask this question flat out. If it wasn't for the kids, do you like him?
No, of course. No, he seemed great.
Okay, so can we do this? Because we've got Keith on the line. Let's get the both of you talking so we can get you guys on another date.
Okay. Oh, my God. I don't know how this is going to work.
Hey, Audrey. It's good to hear your voice.
Aww.
Hey, listen. How are you, Keith?
I'm great. I was really hoping maybe we could see each other again. And I hear you. I know that having kids, it's a struggle to get schedules lined up and stuff. But I think we have a really great connection. And I know it's not going to be easy. But even if we could see each other once or twice a month, I think that really brightened my spirits. And I would hope that maybe it would be something you'd be interested in.
Wow.
And something that would make you happy, too.
That's so sweet.
Oh, my God. I know.
What do you say, Audrey? Come on.
Listen, I really apologize. I thought about it, but I got to be honest. You know, Robbie, my oldest one, just gave me the advice that I shouldn't even really reach out if I'm not going to take it seriously. That it's just, you know, why lead you on? And
okay, so that makes sense, Audrey. But what about, like, what he's saying? So he's saying even, like, once or twice a month, just because you guys did have a connection, and then you guys can kind of work on it from there. Because I'm thinking, hey, why not once or twice a month and nobody at all?
I mean, you know my devotion is to my children. Listen, and I don't know.
I understand that. I absolutely get it. And as parents, we make a lot of sacrifices. But, Audrey, come on, let's take a chance. Let's take a leap for ourselves.
Aww.
And a happier us can make a happier parent.
Oh,
wow. Hey, we're in to make anything work, and you guys take it at your own pace, but we're here to at least pay for you guys to go on a second date. So, Audrey?
Wow. I would love it. I mean, I really did enjoy your company, Keith. I think, okay, if you're aim to work around all this, I'm game.
Give it a shot.
Wow.
Yes.
Love it, guys.
Yeah.
Wow.
Home of Obie and Ashley's second date update.
Hey again, it's Obie and Ashley here, thanking you for taking your time to listen to the podcast. Now, you know that we've got an unfiltered version of the podcast, too, where we go a little bit deeper. There's no FCC rules there or anything like that.
And again, you can listen really anywhere you go. So whether you're going to the gym, walking the dog, maybe you're going out on the boat for the day.
Yeah, those are good places. Don't listen to us, though, if you're in church.
Yeah, probably
or
not.
You're going through your counseling session to make things right with your wife.
Not a good idea.
All right, Ashley, where can they catch you?
At Ashley Stegbauer.
And you can find me at Obie Diaz or at Obie the Great. All right, y'all, to the future.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.